there have been times when I've prayed to God and I saw an immediate answer. And when I say immediate, I prayed to God, and before I could even say amen, there was the answer. And I remember being astounded at how quickly God answered that prayer. There have been times, like when I was unemployed and the economy was bad and jobs weren't there, and I prayed and I prayed and I prayed for days, weeks, and even months before the answer came. I know during that time, when praying for things where I did not see an answer, I think God really did answer it. He could have just given me something like a job, but instead, during that time, He taught me how to have faith. You see, when I go to God and ask Him for something, when I cry out for something, He doesn't delay. But the work that He often does, we don't understand, because the work that He does is within your heart first, to prepare your heart, to prepare your character, to prepare your perseverance and your soul. Because to answer your prayer, He has to change you. In chapter 18 of Luke, Jesus was talking about prayer. Now, He was telling them a parable to show them that at all times they ought to pray and not lose heart. You see, that's the dilemma. The time that I prayed and God answered before I could say amen, I didn't lose heart. But the times I prayed for my children, for my family, for my friends, and didn't see the answer right away, it almost made me want to stop praying because of losing heart. I hope you're not there today. I hope that you're not losing heart. It's those who persist seeking God and crying out to Him who will see the full answer to their prayers. Now, He was telling them a parable to show them that at all times they ought to pray and not lose heart, saying, in a certain city there was a judge who did not fear God and did not respect man. There was a widow in that city, and she kept coming to him, saying, give me legal protection from my opponent. For a while he was unwilling, but afterward he said to himself, even though I do not fear God nor respect man, yet because this widow bothers me, I will give her legal protection. Otherwise, by continually coming, she will wear me out. And the Lord said, hear what the unrighteous judge said. Now, will not God bring about justice for His elect who cry to Him day and night, and will He delay long over them? I tell you that He will bring about justice for them quickly. However, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth?" I love what the judge said. "I will give her legal protection otherwise by continually coming. She will wear me out." And that's what you need to do today, day and night. Continually go to God. Wear him out. Bring your case before God and cry to God for justice. Because that is how God answers prayer, with justice and righteousness. Will you wear him out? Or will you lose heart today? The final words of Jesus in this passage: "I tell you that he will bring about justice for them quickly. However, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth?" Cry out today. Cry out today. Cry out today and tonight and this afternoon. Cry out continually to God with faith. And God will give you heart and an answer to your prayer. Father, take your child and bless them. Let them have faith. And when they pray, don't let them look at their problem. Let them wholly focus on who you are, God, and your great love for them. Amen. Would you please send this to someone that it might help? Thank you.